Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Changa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
All good. All fine.
All good. All fine indeed. Now, well, thank you so much for joining us once again. We're continuing with this talk on spiritual gifts and ministries. Now, God bestows upon all members of His church in every age spiritual gifts that each member is to employ in loving ministry for the common good of the church and of humanity. Now, according to scriptures, these gifts include such ministries as faith, healing, prophecy, proclamation, teaching, administration, reconciliation, passion, and self-sacrificing service and charity for the help and encouragement of people. How do these gifts, Pastor, the gift of the Spirit, differ from the fruit of the Spirit?
Okay. So when we get to Galatians 5, verse 22, that's where we get the fruits of the Spirit. I'm reading from the NIV. It reads, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. So here we are being told what is the fruit of the Spirit, or examples of the fruit of the Spirit to say. Then, like we said yesterday, if we get 1 Corinthians 12, reading from verse 4 to around verse 11, the Bible does mention the gift of the Spirit, like you actually introduce the discussion to say we have, for example, prophecy, we have healing, we have teaching, we have evangelism, we have leadership, we have mercy, we have knowledge. All those ones, they do fall under the gift of the Spirit. So now, when we get to the gifts, like we said yesterday, these are special abilities or capacities given to believers by the Holy Spirit. For what reason? To empower and enable individuals to serve others. These are spiritual gifts. Now, when we get to the fruit of the Spirit, you get to know and to realize at the same time that the Bible, Galatians 5, 22, 23, it does mention things like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. When you zero, when you zero in, or you give a closer look on that one, you get to realize that these ones now, they have to do with somebody's character. So this is now character. It's no longer something that is being used, but the someone that we are seeing day in, day out.
Yes.
So by nature, spiritual gifts, when it comes to their use, spiritual gifts, they are used to enrich the church. But now, when it comes to fruits of the Spirit, this is the character that we see from an individual.
It's true. Now, can a Christian, can you hear me, Pastor?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Lovely, lovely. Now, can a Christian have the gifts without the fruit, or the fruit without the gift?
Okay. Yeah, it's very possible. It's very possible for a Christian to have the gift without the fruit. That's why when you get to 1 Corinthians, let me read this one, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. I will read from the NIV, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1. It reads like this: if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I'm only a sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. What is Paul saying here? Paul is saying it is very possible for me to have the gift of tongues and to use that gift of tongues and as well to have to have other gifts, other forms of spiritual gifts. But if I do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong. In other words, Paul is saying, you are not supposed to be somebody who has have a spiritual gift, but without the fruit. Mm. However, admitting that it is possible for one to have the spiritual gift, but if somebody does have the spiritual gift without the fruit now, Paul is saying that one is like a useless man. Mm. He's a resounding gong. In other words, it is somebody who is preaching or teaching what he doesn't live. So Paul is actually encouraging believers to have both. Though possible for one to have one without the other one.
Now, in terms of spiritual gifts, can one be gifted with more than just one spiritual gift?
Okay. Yeah, that's a question with many to say, is it possible for an individual to have more than one spiritual gift? Let's read 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 4. 1 Corinthians 12, taken from verse 4. The Bible reads, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So the Bible is this to say, when it comes to the issue of spiritual gifts, it was one thing that we really need to know is that these spiritual gifts, they are being distributed by the Spirit. These ones being spiritual, being distributed by the Spirit. It is the Spirit which determines how many gifts an individual can have. In other words, an individual can be given two. Let me try to come with the aspect of talents, like we talked yesterday, to say talents as well, we do come from God. So if God can give one 5 talents and the other one 2 talents and then the other one 1 talent, it is possible for God as well to give 5 spiritual gifts to one and also 2 spiritual gifts to one and also 1 spiritual gift to one. There is still a need for one to recognize another one. Why? Because the moment you'll be having 5, the other one having 2. I believe in the issue of combining. So if we combine 5 and 2, it means we now have 7. So it's all possible for one to have 5 or to have 6 spiritual gifts. It doesn't necessarily mean that the one with 1 or the one with 2 is inferior. Though all of us having different kinds of spiritual gifts, we are all equal before the one who has distributed spiritual gifts to us.
I have a beautiful response there. Thank you so much for that. Now, is any spiritual gift better? I know that you have gifted equally, but can we say there's one better than the other?
Okay. Yeah. We can't really say there is a spiritual gift that is better to the other one. Though some have reached a stage of their spiritual gift kind of being dominant. Allow me to use that term, dominant in the church. However, it doesn't guarantee them having them being better to the other one. Maybe let me read from 1 Corinthians 12 from verse 27. The Bible is this to say, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Maybe a brief background of chapter 12. Is the chapter that is giving us the spiritual gift. So the conclusion of the chapter now it has this to conclude the chapter. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. So the Bible is saying, you having different kinds of spiritual gifts, though the other one having five, the other one having two, the other one having one, you belong to one body. If you belong to this one body, and God has placed in the church first of all apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, do all work miracles, do all have gifts of healing, do all speak in tongues, do all interpret, now eagerly desire the greater gifts.
Mm.
So Paul is this to say, when you have the list of gifts, you might think that the gift of healing is greater than the gift of prophecy. You might think that the gift of prophecy is greater than the gift of miracles. And then he has this to say, is the one having the gift of healing, having the, also the gift of tongues, having also the gift of teaching. In other words, Paul is saying, you might have more than one gift, but you can't have all of them. So if you don't have all of them, you what you need to know is that your gift is not greater to the other one. What you really need to know and to realize is that when you seek the greater gifts, the one he's referencing as the greater gifts, when you get to chapter 13, he is actually saying, I read this one earlier on, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love. So he's saying, for us to saying, yeah, indeed, you are having a good spiritual gift, you are also supposed to be having a fruit. And this fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, is the fruit of love. So in other words, if you are having this the gift of prophets, but without love, you are nothing. If you are having the gift, spiritual gift of tongue without love, you are nothing. In other words, there is an aspect of humility when you are having some spiritual gifts, not having other spiritual gifts. In other words, when we are, suppose we are in church, maybe I have a spiritual gift of teaching, but there is need of prophets at that time or of healing that time. I will have to sit down and give time to the one with the gift of healing.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm not capable of doing everything. In other words, there is an aspect of needing each other in this job. In other words, we are not supposed to be competing, but we are there to complement each other for the common goal, which is the goal of spiritual gifts. What is the goal of spiritual gifts? It is of enriching the church, building the church, encouraging the church, growing the church spiritually. So by growing the church spiritually, we don't grow the church with one spiritual gift or two or three or five, but we grow the church with all the spiritual gifts that were given to each and one of the members of the body of Christ, which is the church. So if you think that the nose is better than the leg, the moment you want to walk, you won't be able to walk. If you think that the eyes are better, if you want to walk, you won't be able to walk. But if you think the legs are better, the moment you want to walk, you won't be able to walk because you need eyes to see where you will be stepping on, where you will be stepping your feet. So we need each other. The body is made up of different parts. And these parts, they do depend on each other on whatsoever things they need to do. The brain is needed, the eyes is needed, the mouth is needed, the leg is needed, the hand is needed for the whole body to be functional. So in other words, for the whole church to be functional, we really need each other with his or her spiritual gift so that we'll be able to move for the common goal of building the church of God.
Beautiful one, and great stuff. I must say that it's a mouthful that you've shared with us here today, Pastor Changa. We are going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. For now, it is a goodbye to you.
Thank you. Stay blessed.
Lovely. Goodbye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.